This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Four Republicans voted with House Democrats Tuesday to approve a resolution condemning remarks made by U.S. President Donald Trump that they deemed racist about minority Democratic congresswomen. AP's Ben Thomas has more.
Throughout my life, I've had people tell me to go back to China or Japan or North Korea.
Congressman Ted Lieu is an immigrant and says he served in the U.S. Air Force because he loves America. But he knows the go back insult.
That is a racist insult because it's based on race. If I was white, they would not tell me to go back to China.
He was among 240 House members voting to condemn as racist President Trump's tweets telling a group of Democratic congresswomen of color to go back to their countries of origin. All but four Republicans voted against the resolution, with Congressman Doug Collins of Georgia saying,
"We need to get to a certain time when we are back to literally doing the people's business."
Ben Thomas, Washington.
President Trump says Iran cannot test ballistic missiles that the U.S. sees as vehicles for carrying nuclear bombs. Mr. Trump says he believes Iran must not develop a nuclear weapon or test ballistic missiles. A U.N. Security Council resolution that endorsed Iran's 2015 deal with world powers called upon, rather than obligated, Iran to refrain from testing missiles capable of carrying nuclear weapons. Tehran has long said its nuclear ambitions are peaceful and its missiles are defensive in nature. The White House and Congress are engaged in tough, down-to-the-wire negotiations over raising the U.S. government's borrowing limit and agreeing to new spending levels. The century-old debt ceiling is a legal cap on the amount of money the government can borrow to cover revenue shortages. For all the latest news, please download the VOA mobile app. And from Washington, this is VOA News. The United States has sanctioned four top Myanmar generals, including the country's commander-in-chief and his deputy, over the mass killings of Rohingya Muslims. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the four are responsible for gross human rights violations involving extrajudicial killings in an ethnic cleansing campaign against the Muslim Rohingya minority. The sanctions bar those targeted and their immediate families from traveling to the United States. North Korea has criticized U.S. plans to hold a joint military exercise next month with South Korea, suggesting the drills could negatively impact upcoming working-level nuclear talks with Washington. North Korea's foreign ministry says the exercise violates an agreement reached last year by Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un in Singapore. The U.S. Department of Justice announced it will not bring civil rights charges against the white New York City police officer who was involved in the 2014 death of Eric Garner, an unarmed black man. Garner is reported to have gasped, "I can't breathe," 11 times before he died in police custody. Here's Richard Donahue, the U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of New York. In his statement, he refers to Officer Dan Pantaleo.
We determined that there was insufficient evidence to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that Pantaleo acted in willful violation of federal law.
Garner's mother, Gwen Carr, said she was disappointed by the decision.
5 years ago, my son said, "I can't breathe," 11 times. And today we can't breathe because they have let us down.
Garner died while New York police officers were attempting to arrest him for selling untaxed cigarettes on the street. His words, "I can't breathe," have become a rallying cry for activists protesting his death. Former U.S. Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens has died at the age of 99 after suffering a stroke Monday. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
He served on the nation's highest court for nearly 35 years, appointed by Republican President Gerald Ford. But John Paul Stevens came to be regarded as the court's leading liberal on issues like abortion rights, consumer protection, and the treatment of prisoners at Guantanamo Bay. His only regret, he said, was helping to reinstate the death penalty in 1976. As a boy, Stevens' father had been wrongly convicted of embezzlement, but the jurist credited his sensitivity to the abuse of police power that he witnessed as a young defense lawyer in Chicago. Stevens retired in 2010 at the age of 90. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
And for all the latest news, go to voanews.com. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
Ooh, yeah, my mind. Africa. Welcome again to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Van. Hot and beautiful rocking sounds will continue to come to you again today from the station that rules, The Voice of America from Washington, D.C. Well, let's start today's ball rolling from Rwanda. Valentino, specially by our man, Manny Martin, in Rwanda. And it's going to be our first track for today. And right after that, My Baby by Missy BK of Cameroon. And Trust Me by Benjamin of the Gambia. But right now, Valentino by Manny Martin of Rwanda.
Every day, Manny Martin.
Pastor P.
I'm going over you. I'm being driven insane. Everybody knows that because of your power. I can love you more, loving you every hour. I could be your Valentine, no, for every day, every day.
Right.
African beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
America.
When you hear the sound,
Africa is my
home. So the dynasty.
never make right. Sometimes we quarrel to fight, but God knows I never mean to make you cry. Come squeeze me right, right now we should come hold me tight. God knows you're the love of my life, and the apple of my right, baby. Love me like the way you do, and you and I will be together till the end.
Trust me, Benjamin of the Gambia, and right before that was My Baby by Missy BK of Cameroon and Valentino by Manny Martin of Rwanda. You are listening to The African Beat on The Voice of America, and I'm David Vander here in Washington.
Number one in the entire Africa and beyond, you are listening to The African Beat, the biggest music show that plays all the platinum hits from Africa. With David Vandy, I represent Freetown, Sierra Leone, Grandpapa Foxy DJ. You heard?
African Beats.
Welcome back. The African Beat on The Voice of America, bringing you beautiful music from across the continent. And so let me just send this greetings out to you, Clevis, in Oku, Northwest region of Cameroon. You sent me an email saying, I write to congratulate you, David, for the wonderful show African Beat. Keep entertaining us and making us to discover many African talents in the field of music. I like your music show. I love you, David. Bye for now. This is from Tata Clevis in Oku Northwest region of Cameroon. Thank you so much, Clevis. And so my next piece of music will go straight out to you. And this is Beautiful Onyinye by P-Square of Nigeria. And right after that, Adama, I Love You by Daddy Moose of Sierra Leone. And Make Love by Kwame Badieko of Ghana. But first, Beautiful Onyinye by P-Square of Nigeria.
P-Square. Convict music.
Maybach music.
I was all alone, was so bad. And there she go, she touched my heart and said, "The best in our nose will go." Hey, was so glad the way she keeps me smiling. The girl I want married, the girl I want married,
See the girl I want carry, now the girl I want marry. What a beautiful onyinye, nenye makagi. So you want I can fly away, straight to the sky, just you and I. Girl, I know the lie. Can't you see it? You were sent from above, and you know you're my heart and my sweet day. My sweet day. Is this love? Is this love? I don't know, but I know what I'm feeling.
Let me see. drum that you hear is an African beat, and this is the sounds of Africa.
African beats.
Kwame Badieko of Ghana, and right before that, Adama, I Love You, Daddy Moose of Sierra Leone, and Beautiful Onyinye by Peace Choir of Nigeria. This is the African beat on the Voice of America, broadcasting from Washington, D.C. I am David Vandy here, and I'll be right back.
The African beat, with music of Africa, from the Voice of America. We love it.
You love the African beat. We love you, and so we want to keep hearing from you. If you have any comments about our show, contact us by email on africanbeat@voanews.com. africanbeat@voanews.com. Tell us what you think about this show. If you have a request, you can call us in the United States on 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, you press 65 and leave your message. Now let's take some music. Beautiful old-time favorite, Amiyo by Bibi Manga of Cameroon is coming up. And we go through the old schools. And right after Amiyo, I bring you Aminata by Aisha Kone and Mario by Franco and the OK Jazz of the Democratic Republic of Congo. But right now, Amiyo by Bibi Manga of Cameroon.
On Voice of America. African beats will make you dance and dance till dawn.
Oh, Mario. Luka ta mwasi yo moko bala. Mario musalo be kulinga ba mama mobokoli. Basuka yote. Ah.
Lelo makambo lobi makambo. Mobile akutingara bangenge asengia dirijengara ndimi
Nabandiko bimanaye, babandiko bengaye, monsieur. Mario abimbi moto, akanisi biloko nangaye. Mario, nangaye.